Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
How do you feel about the text a girl when you're out front versus like the knocking on the door? That used to be a thing.
Right. No, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm eating.
It's fucking.
No one told me we were going.
We're going.
Thank you. I was eating peanuts and all of a sudden you're posting a good question.
How much shit do you have on your side?
I do,
Gatorade bottle, G Fuel, AirPods, 5-hour energy, motherfucking chapstick keys, 2 bags of peanuts, and a phone.
I'm starving. And I don't have a house.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You have an apartment.
I do.
Is that a townhouse or an apartment?
That's an apartment. A town? Huh. What the fuck's a town? A townhouse is like multiple levels?
Yeah, I think it's one regular size house on multiple levels.
Instead of your stairs outside of walk-in to your apartment, how'd your stairs been in your apartment and townhouse?
Yeah, weird. Why?
It's so weird. The first thing you see when you open your door is stairs. What's that on top? Jesus?
Maybe.
That's so weird. Like, honey, I'm home. What? Da, 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 da. Like, you gotta go upstairs to do anything.
It's odd.
Like
it's like the first level of Super Mario Brothers.
It's just like stupid because it's just like it makes your brain, I guess you fit a garage under there, but you're like, whoa, up the stairs. And it's just a one story house.
It's also garbage because it's like fucking groceries.
No.
Kill yourself. I didn't even tell you. Dude, I felt so bad. There was this guy that delivered groceries, the Instacart shit that I fucking love. We're not sponsored by them, so who cares? But it's a great app. They deliver groceries to you. And I've been using it since the pandemic because the grocery store freaks me out. And this dude delivered the groceries. Insanely nice. Yes.
This man will put a goddamn foreign foot in it straight in his urethra.
Yeah, yeah.
But grocery stores freak you out?
Well, they freak me out because of the pandemic.
Oh, are feet immune to pandemics?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah. Well, in that case, Dr. Scholes is out here just fucking rubbering people down.
Dr. Scholes has the biggest foot fetish in the entire world. He wasn't even a doctor before this.
No, he got little fucking GoPros in each sole, and he's just like, let me see that heel, bitch.
Yeah, he's like, oh, shit. Oh, shit, you late for the bus? Go.
But it's so funny. His whole angle is be like, I'll make your heels feel good. I don't give a fuck about my heels.
You should. You ever put Dr. Scholes in? Them shits that make you feel like you're walking on the goddamn moon.
Really?
You be like, oh, shit, where's gravity? It ain't here.
I feel, I don't know.
You ever put one in?
No.
Oh, did they change your life? I can't believe you don't wear any type of insoles with like Vans and shit.
No.
Dude,
my feet do hurt at the end of the day.
Of course they do.
Right.
You put on a Vans.
I'm sitting and I'm still like, oh, that's kind of sore.
Yeah, you're like walking on plywood. You don't need that in your life. Plywood. Oh, shit, I'll come on that. All right, so listen. What was I saying? Oh, pandemic, Instacart, feet in my mouth. So, Instacart. This guy comes up, super nice dude's doing his job, and he brought it up to the second level where my apartment front door is, and he had to take a picture of it because, I don't know, that's how it, how the app works to let the app know that he delivered the groceries. And, bruh, he took a picture, and as soon as he took a picture, I guess he was going a little fast, and he fell down all of my stairs, dude. It's a full flight. Like, and not a tumbleweed down. Like,
and those are wooden ass stairs.
Wooden, dude.
No carpet.
It wasn't tumble, bro. He literally fell from like the top two stairs and just fell.
You just heard it?
No, I was there, bro. Because I was helping him bring the groceries up.
What do you say mid-fall down the stairs? Oh, no, don't. Wow, shit. All right.
Don't fuck up that wood. I got to come on some.
But like, you ever seen somebody fall and you're like, well.
Well, I mean, that's how you know what type of person you are. Like, how you would react in, like, a really crazy situation.
Well, I think
situation.
You always, like, you, like, put out, like, a hand like he's just going to be Mrs. Incredible and, like, fucking launch out and grab you.
Right.
But you do the gesture.
Right.
Grab the wallet at the date to show you care.
100%. You do it's that. Like, ah! But also, it's the sounds you make are hilarious. Because as he was falling, I was like, "God, who can you, sir?" Like,
right. I mean, the sounds he were making probably weren't great either.
It was atrocious. So
just humming, just da 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 da. Da. What if you just didn't put a hand out? You just stood there, just with your fingers, and be like, "Yes."
What if? I mean,
and dude, you the stairway up to your place, it get a little dark in there. So.
Oh, it was it was a little dark, man. But he like fell. He didn't again. He didn't tumble, bro.
Broad daylight.
Yeah, it was light. Ugh. So he didn't. He didn't tumble, dude. He literally just fell and landed on his back, bro. He made this fucking noise.
Old?
Nah. Maybe like 30. He went like old. Like, okay. You know, he fell straight on his back. Bang. And I literally, the first thing I said was, I have ice packs. Like, I didn't even say, are you? Like, I just yelled, I have ice packs. I don't know what the fuck that meant.
I don't have ice packs.
I have so many ice packs. I don't know where I got them.
I have frozen chicken breasts that have frostbite on them because me and my roommate didn't know whose is whose. And we're just like, well, we'll just let the frostbite get to it.
Fuck frostbite.
What is it?
It's frost. It's not called frostbite. What's it called?
Frostbite.
No. Nah.
Frostbit.
When you have, no, what's it called? When
freezer
you
burn.
Thank you. Freezer burn.
How do,
that's like, that's chicken getting frostbite is freezer
that's
burn.
That's when your freezer is too good? How does that work?
No, it's you leave it in too long.
I know, but like why?
You don't know, too much cold. I don't even think a dead chicken breast can do it.
Could you imagine hiring somebody to come out and look at your freezer and why it's fucking up your food and the guy just goes, too much cold.
I mean, I know, but
like that's so like, it's the right answer, but it's so just like caveman, like too much cold.
Too much cold. Would it be really funny if you're wealthy enough and you give each one of your chicken breasts little North Face jackets so not too much cold?
Is there something you can like put them in so they don't get freezer burn?
Positive.
Yeah. Well, also, what it says online is that it's actually caused by dehydration and oxidation due to the air reaching the food. So you got to seal it up right.
Too much cold.
Too much cold.
That's exactly what it is.
Too much cold air.
Well, no. My shit gets freezer burned. Even if I put in a Ziploc freezer bags, it still gets freezer burned.
What is the difference between a freezer bag and a normal bag?
I think freezer bag probably keeps out the molecules that creates freezer burn. Too much cold. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Thick?
I think it's thicker, yeah. It looks like an Instagram
double
model.
Double ribbed bag.
God damn.
I just throw my chicken breast in a man of condom. You know what's respectful?
Give it to me.
The lady found a Magnum condom in my room, unused, and she goes, why do you have this? Tell me I have a small dick.
Fuck you.
That's insane.
She don't listen to Patreon. Fuck you.
That is so, like, that would be like if I found any shorts and they were like a size like zero. And I was like, what the fuck do you have these for?
Yeah.
Or a small shirt? Why do you have a small shirt?
Hold on. Why is this bra so big? This obviously is not for you.
Did you leave your roommate's laundry? But I didn't even think about that till now.
That's terrible, dude.
What the fuck?
I mean, she's accurate. Why do you have one?
I know, but it's like, I don't want to know what I already know. Your insecurities only hurt when people talk about them, right?
That's true. But insecurities are good. When your friends bring up insecurities, it's actually good because it helps you solve them.
It releases the... Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. It's like the same thing with the internet comment. I only get mad if somebody comments something on my video if I'm insecure about it.
Of course.
If they're like, wow, he's really running this AirPod thing to the ground. La, la, la. And you're like, I knew two were too many. Like, shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would get those with, like, the Bryson and the Zoomies one in the early on. And I would just kind of do them periodically. And somebody would be like, wow, he really milking. Ew, he's still doing this. And you're like.
You fucking bitch. Yeah, also, but, this motherfucker works at Radio Shack. Yeah, but also, get out of my face.
Yeah. yeah, but they don't see the videos in between. Blah, 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 blah. But it hits the insecurities.
Of course.
Just to pull out a Magnum condom and be like, why do you have this?
Yeah. You're like, I put it on my shoes when it's raining. That's why.
I'm Santa Claus on the side. I throw the gifts in there. Hot. But, I mean, Jesus Christ.
That's really fucked up. I think, I I'm kind of vicious when that, like, because it hits my insecurity and my immediate reaction to say something incredibly mean. I don't know what I would have said in that moment, but it wouldn't have been nice.
All right,
what did you
girl.
Say? You start crying?
No, because I was thinking about more in the fact that she's like, why do you have this condom? Like, we're dating.
Oh, I get it.
I was like, oh, no, I just like, I had that.
Yeah, you were like, it's Michael's.
Shit. All right, role play. I'm the girl. Wait, right. Why do you have this?
Shut up, you ugly bitch. Your fucking mom don't like you. She's dead. She died because she hated you. Say something like that. Maybe.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. You know, just really hit him where it hurts.
It just didn't do good for the ego.
Of course not. I mean, it's not going to make you feel good. But how to make you feel good? Oh, I have an average dick. Cool. First of all.
She was like, why do you have these? These are way too small for you. I'd be like, you're right.
I hate when a girl goes, it's too, no, it's not. It's not too anything. It's not too
wait,
much.
Wait, what do you mean? I'm
when,
lost.
When, like, when you're, like, you know, doing, you fucking, And then she's like, fucking twice. And then she's like, she'll make some thing where it's like, it hurts. No, it doesn't.
I don't know about that.
No, it doesn't.
Why would you say that?
Because
that does wonders to my ego.
Because but I think you're placating me. I don't got my dick, you know. But I don't
think it could hurt.
I don't got.
I think certain positions hit certain spots different. Like she on top. One time she was like, "Oh, I think I like felt that in my organs." And I was like, "Which one?"
Oh, goddamn!
It was so funny because I don't know anything about where the human body's arranged.
Nah.
So she could be like, "God, I felt that in my vagina." I'd be like, "Hold up." Which part? Like, that in my liver. I'd be like, where's the liver? Is that in the throat area?
She'd be like, God damn, I felt that in your balls. What does that mean?
I felt that near my belly button. Hold up.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I think it's a compliment.
For sure it's a compliment, but there is a part of me that goes, don't placate me.
But what if it's true?
I hope it is, but there's my insecure part is like, that
ain't
true.
You have a lie detector when she's fucking? She's just like, each moan, you're like, huh? She's like,
Every single time. Because I want to believe.
She calls you daddy and it's like, beep.
Yep.
Beep. Lie. You're like, you didn't believe that.
I just want the Alexa to let me know. Lie. True. All right. Here we go.
Or you just have a guy with a lie detector test and he goes thumbs up, thumbs down. Each time she's like, oh, fuck me, daddy. She's like, no.
Yeah. It's her own dad.
He starts fucking too far. What's going on? Incest. Dude, who was the first person to incest? You idiot. Who looked at their daughter and like, I'd beat. I mean, it's not.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Christopher Columbus.
But didn't it come out he was a terrible person? Christopher Columbus?
Yeah, well, everyone already knew he was a fucking idiot.
I know, but like,
motherfucker walked
he has his own day.
He ain't gonna have his own day for much longer.
Oh, goddamn, goddamn. Stiff Socks listeners, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace here. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, and I mean it when I say that,
you gotta sign up for the Patreon exclusive, only $5 a month at patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go get it.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.